Well, I'd like to welcome you to this evening's observance of the National Day of Prayer. I'm Pastor James Murdoch of Here's Hope Church, and this year's Bible verse for the National Day of Prayer is John 13:34, which tells us, "Love one another." Love one another, Jesus said, as I have loved you. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for your love for us. Thank you that the love we have is a response to the love that you give us. God, thank you that it's your invitation of love that has brought us here tonight. God, thank you for the love you give us for the people of this country and that you have a love for them, God, and you want us to lift each other up in prayer and to pray for our nation, God. So, Lord, we just are expectant that you are receiving these prayers tonight, wanting to answer these prayers to help our country in time of need even more than we want to come to you in prayer, God. So, Lord, we just praise you for that, for who you are and what you're going to do through these prayers tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, for a lot of people in our country, this is a time of uncertainty. This is a time of anxiety for a lot of people. But the Word tells us that our God is always faithful and good, that he is full of a love for us that casts out fear when we fix our eyes on him, when our minds and our hearts are fixed on him. And so tonight, that's why we're here. And I'm going to invite Mark Riggle to come up and read from Isaiah as we get started.
Thank you, brother. Book of Isaiah, chapter 26. Verses 1 through 4 tells us, "In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is a rock eternal."
You should have received a bulletin as you came in tonight that has the 2019 National Prayer for America. We'll also have that prayer up here on the screen, but you can reference your bulletin if you'd like. We're going to watch a short video from the National Day of Prayer Committee, in which the president of the National Day of Prayer, Pastor Ronnie Floyd, will lead us in a prayer for our nation. And we invite you to speak this prayer, to pray this prayer from your heart to God's heart this evening. And then afterwards, we'll have another song of praise. I do want to encourage you that even though our numbers are small here tonight, that God is looking at hearts. He's not looking at numbers. And I did get calls and text from several people today who assured me they would be praying. One lady said that she couldn't come because her son-in-law had a temperature of 104, but she was very encouraged by us being here tonight, and that wherever she is, she would be joining us in prayer. We had someone else who was tired after a long day of work, but said that they would be praying from their home. We had a gentleman who said he would be praying from his Bible study, that he couldn't skip the Bible study tonight, but that they would be joining us in prayer. So there are many who are out there who are praying along with us this evening. So as we prepare our hearts quietly for a moment, and then we'll recite the national prayer.
I'm Ronnie Floyd, and I'm the president of the National Day of Prayer. All across America today, we're calling upon millions of Americans to join us in this national prayer that has been written just for today around the powerful theme, love one another. Now I want you, if you are in a gathering, would you stand to your feet with me for a moment, and I want you to join in out loud saying the prayer with me. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we look to you alone for the future of America. By your providence, you have placed each of us here at this time in history to be in this nation. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for America. But above all, We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It is in his name we come to you as we intercede in prayer for America. Forgive us, O Lord, for the sins we have committed against you in America. We are failing you by dishonoring one another. There are harsh and bitter words about each other. We are failing you through broken relationships. We are failing you by devaluing human life from conception until death. We are failing you with a division in our nation. Lord, we turn from these sinful actions and refuse to live this way. Please forgive us now and help us to choose love over hate, unity over division, and life over death. We choose to live by Jesus' words, love one another. Therefore, upon the authority of your word in John 13:34, love one another just as I have loved you. We pray for a future America that will choose to love willfully, sacrificially, and unconditionally, just like Jesus loves us. We pray for the church in America to love one another. Empower each church to be full of love for one another. Ignite a revival of love for one another. Since we are to be known by our love, help us to love one another. We pray for every family, every workplace, every community, and every city in America to choose love. We believe there is power in love. We believe love is the better way. We believe love is God's way. Oh Lord, change families, workplaces, communities, and cities through the power of love. Raise up a love one another movement across America. We pray for all ethnicities and people in America to love one another. Lord, tear down every wall of division and change any attitude that divides us today. Bind up our nation's wounds, and may the transforming love of God lead us to the day when justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. We pray for your love to surround America. We pray for your love to surround and protect us in every public setting and private place. Protect us from harm. We believe all of these things, O Lord, represent our deep need for the next great move of God across America. We ask you alone for the next great spiritual awakening in America. Please, O God, wake up your church and revive your people today. We ask you to begin a mighty spiritual awakening in every town, every city, and every county in America. We need and desire this so much that beginning right now, we are choosing love and forgiveness, love and restitution, love and healing, love and unity, and a future that will be transformed by the power of unconditional love. When we belong to you, we belong to love. We choose to love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, the only Savior and hope in this world, we pray. Amen.
That is powerful. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to close us in a brief prayer, and then I want to invite you to enjoy some snacks and refreshments in the fellowship hall. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for inviting us here this evening, God. Thank you for meeting with us here. Thank you, Father, for grafting us together as one body, as one family, as one people to share in one hope in our one Lord and Savior, to walk out one faith, God, to celebrate one baptism, to share in one love, the love of God, to have one Father who is over all and through all and in all, as your word tells us, God. Help us to live lives that are worthy of the calling that we have received from you, Lord. Help us not forget that we have countless reasons every day to worship you. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us so much that that love took you to a cross, where you took the sins of us all, God, upon yourself. You willingly chose to sacrifice yourself on our behalf, Lord, that we could be forgiven of our sins, that we could walk in freedom, that we could have newness of life, and that your name would be glorified. And it is in your name, the name above every name, Jesus, that we pray tonight. Amen. Amen. I'd like to thank everyone for attending the National Day of Prayer evening event here in Howard County at Here's Hope Church. I want to invite you to stay. I want to invite you to pray. If you have any personal needs that we can join in praying, bring it to the throne together, we'd be happy to do that. And we do have some light refreshments and snacks in the fellowship hall, and we will stick around until about 8 o'clock. Thank you, and God bless America.